All right, Tavos, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page 124, the middle section there. Have az kanamer. So remember, the Ramchal quoted this idea before. Literally, be bold like a leopard. Chapes eskarim noazim. Literally, seek out challenges. So we'll see, or seek out dramatic changes. So we'll discuss exactly what this means in the following section. Va'al derach zeh, hizhirinu zechorim lebracha, have az kanamer. So remember again, just to give us a little bit of context in this. So the Ramchal is discussing over here the difficulty with having a negative peer group. And the issue that comes up when a person wants to grow, but yet the chevra that he finds himself in is not conducive to that growth. So what does one do under those circumstances? Ramchal suggested that one has to be able to take a stand against his peer group and be able to say, look, I love you guys, I think you're wonderful, but I need to go on to accomplish bigger and better things. And sometimes that's going to require of me to distance myself a little bit from the peer group in order to be able to grow. So the Ramchal says over here, this is what Chazal meant when they said, Have az kanamer, be bold like a leopard. So masa az kanamer, what does that mean, to be bold like a leopard? Omru ha-mefarshim, shlo yishan mipnei ha-maligim alav. So the mefarshim explain, the commentaries explain, that the person should not change his ways because others make fun of him. In other words, that be bold like a leopard means know what you have to do, know what your ashkafas are, know what you stand for, know what your principles are, and even if others disparage you because of it, have the strength to stand firm. Atam ispala, so look at the mashal he gives. Person's davening. Hichlatata lehispala bekavanam. So you know, you made a decision for yourself that you're going to daven with kavanah, daven with proper concentration. Ata kitzas marich betvila. And as a result, your davening takes a little bit longer. Kulam istakling alecha omrim lecha. So everybody begins to look at you and begins to say, malachol betvila saruchos. What is this? Such a long shmona esrei. So and again, and people say it often in a way that has a tinge of making fun, right? A tinge of disparaging. So says Ramchal, you have to be a leopard. Ata lo mishtach tzon alehen. You need not pay any attention to them. You want to daven, then you need to do what it is that you know is correct to be able to daven. Namer, so ultimately a leopard, the Adam Shiishla Eskarim. Adam Shiishla Eskarim is Usiba Lilogalav. So a person ultimately, again, who has principles, a person who has ideals, a person who has aspirations, is this the kind of person ultimately to make fun of? Mat bless you. Mapitom, so he bless you. See, he gives examples here. He says, Mapitom yesh anashim sheosim sheirut tzva'i minimali. So remember again, this is where, you know, right now, remember this sefer is written by Rabbi Eliezer Kashtiel, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of Bnei David, which is a preparatory academy in Eli. See here, he's talking to, really these were compiled as different lessons that he presented to his students. See, he says, for example, there are some people that only do a minimal national service or a minimal army service. Va'ata rotze yoser, and you, he's talking to his students now, you want to do more. Azos siba lilog, is that a reason to be disparaged or to be made fun of? Lama? Ata rotze yoser, you want more. Yesh anashim shemaspik lehem halacha achos. There are some people who, for them, to learn one halacha every day is enough. Ata rotze lilmod shas kol hayom. You want to learn shas every single day. Zusiba lilog, is that a reason to be made fun of? Azma, biglash yishlecha esgarim, zusiba lilog, biglash, paragraph 125, biglash sha'anoshim logim, ata tafsir es esgarim shalcha b'chaim, so because he will make fun of you, you're going to lose out on your goals and aspirations in life. Biglash shalogim lecha, ata tafsir esma sha'ata yochol lohotzi me'asmecha. Because some people are making fun of you, you're going to lose out on all of the different things that you could produce, all the different realities that you could actualize. Esma sha'ata meiz, Ata emor lekatzetis hayicholish shalcha, because ultimately, again, people are going to make you feel a little bit less about yourself. You're going to lose out on all of the things that you could produce, all of your potential. Lama shetanmich es hagova sha'at hayachol lahagia. Why would you undermine the heights to which you can reach? Eze higayon yesh baze. What logic is there in that? Biglash shekulam lo osim. Teudas bagrut as gam atalosasa, right? What? Because many people don't further their education, so you're not going to do so as well. Atarotza v'atamisugo. What Rav Kashtil is describing over here is something very profound. That there are times in life when I know what I want to accomplish, know what I want to do, but people make fun, people disparage, people try to take the wind out of my sails, people try to do a variety of different things. Because, well, we've already seen why. Because remember, most people just kind of want to settle in the nice, you know, in the nice place of mediocrity. They don't want to rock the boat. They just want to slip by, get by in life without exerting too much effort. And when one of the chevra goes ahead and decides, I want to be more, so that becomes like a wake-up call for the rest of the chevra. And suddenly, again, everybody begins to feel a little bit of that push that maybe we should be more as well. Well, people don't like that. People like to coast. People like to live life on cruise control. People just like to sail through the waters of life without having to exert too much effort. And when they see someone who is doing that, so that begins to, that creates an anxiety within them. The way they diffuse the anxiety is how? By making fun of the individual who's trying to grow. By going ahead and ultimately trying to undermine the person who's trying to grow. Because if, you know, if Plony stops growing, then at the end of the day, it takes away the need for me to grow as well. And therefore the Ramchal is saying, don't listen. Don't listen. Be bold like a leopard. Have you asked, can I marry? Do what you have to do. And don't worry what people say. And I will say, again, this of course presupposes that what I'm doing is correct. It's very important. Meaning sometimes there's an incredible misapplication of this. And people are bold like a leopard. And while doing all the wrong things, like the message over here is, don't care. The message over here is, don't care what people say. The message over here is, if you're doing the right thing in life, you know with unequivocal certainty that what you're doing is correct, then yes, then don't care what people say. But sometimes if everybody's giving you a lot of criticism, it could also be that you're on the wrong path. So a person has always to be mivar, a person has to clarify these things, which path am I going down in life? He goes on, he says, Az kanamer, ze omer shiyish lachano azos, zos omer sha'atarot zelis kadim. Be bold like a leopard means you have aspirations, you want to move forward. Atame is ataholich kadima. With your boldness, you will be able to advance yourself in life. Atatamid rotze, od sa'ad achar kadima. You always want to take one additional step forward. Atametziv la'atzmocha esgarim chadashim. Atamiskadim tamid. Atah dominanti. So ultimately, again, a person establishes for himself goals, new goals that he's constantly advancing towards, and a person wants to be a dominant force. As atah kitzas meis nachon. So you have to be a little bit bold in order to advance yourself in life. As kol mi shemeis who kitzas yotzei mehanorma. Therefore, we'll say it turns out that anyone who's a little bit brazen, right? Anyone who's a little bit brazen, ultimately has to leave the norm. Has to leave, because remember, the norm often is mediocrity. So if you're going to be a little bit brazen, you're going to advance yourself, you're going to have to leave the cradle of mediocrity. Ha'im biglal ziyesh siba lilo. Lehefech, atoholich kadima, atotov ma'od. Sometimes people know what they want to accomplish in life, and you don't always have to be looking over your shoulder. Sometimes you do what you have to do. You move forward, and you don't worry about what people say, what people do. Fine. So we'll say, look at this last paragraph, and with this we'll stop. He says, As kanamer, lama dafka namer. So this is fascinating. So the memra in Pirkei Avos says, this is Yehuda ben Tema says, that a person should be bold like a leopard. So why a leopard? Right? Why a leopard? Namer, meaning, it should have said, be bold like a lion. It could have said a whole variety of different things. But Lamaisa, again, why bold like a leopard? He says, Namer, this is Namer, hulo godol kolkach. After all, again, a leopard is not such a large animal. Namer zelo arye, it's not a lion. Huchaye kitani yoser. In fact, the leopard is quite small. Leopard is quite small, I guess. You know, that's a relative statement. Right? A leopard is quite small. He says, Hulo chazak. And the truth is, in the animal kingdom, it's actually not the strongest of all the animals. Echan amer tzad. So how does a leopard hunt if it's not the strongest animal? And if at the end of the day, it's not the largest animal, how does it hunt? This is amazing. Humisnapel me'am arav ala chayoshim gidolos mod. Humisnapel aleim ba'otzma shelispartzus. You know what the leopard does? The leopard uses the element of surprise. So the leopard lays a trap for larger animals, and then when larger animal jumps, walks into the trap, the leopard pounces on them, and the other animal, the larger animal, is in shock. Is in shock. And that moment when the larger animal is in shock, the leopard takes advantage of that and kills them. Zosomeres. Shahanamer mitapes ma'avar lakoach hamiti shalo. Ma'avar lakoach hafizi hamiti shalo. What the greatness of the leopard is that, and this is really profound, the leopard is able to accomplish things that go beyond the capacity of its strength. In other words, that if you measure the strength of the leopard, then it should be able to accomplish X, right? And it should only be able to overcome certain types of animals. But because it uses the element of surprise, because it just jumps on things, it takes advantage of that shock and is able to accomplish things. He goes on, he says, Hulo, page 126, Hulo gavoa, velo chazak kolkach. The leopard is not tall, leopard is not the strongest. But what happens? The leopard is ridiculously bold, right? So the leopard, can you imagine this? Like, who in their right mind is going to start up with an animal that's larger than it? But the leopard says like this, listen, gotta eat, right? Have to hunt. So again, if I'm only going to limit myself to animals smaller than me, so then that diminishes the size of the food chain. But if I'm going to go ahead and even go for animals larger than me, then again, is a lot more on the menu. But how do I go ahead and capture those animals that are larger than me? They're bigger than me, they're faster than me, they're taller than me, they're bigger, they're stronger than me. So the element of, so he jumps on things. There's an azos. There's a certain, not arrogance, but a boldness. The leopard knows what he has to accomplish and figures out the way to accomplish it. So he knows at the end of the day that he wants to trap the animal, but he also knows that the animal is bigger, stronger, taller than him. He figures out the way ultimately to be able to accomplish that task. He says, "Aval nitzachon shelo bischos ha'aza." His nitzachon, his success, is because of his boldness. Bazeh shumeiz yoser. When you have boldness, what boldness allows you to do is to accomplish more than your abilities. In other words, and this is really an amazing insight that Rav Kushtels is providing. Because again, we've all been familiar, you know, this is the opening statement in the Kitzer. When Yehuda Ben Tema says, "Havi askamer, be bold like a leopard." So up until now, the way we always understood that statement is, if you know what you have to accomplish, do it. Do it. Don't worry about what people are going to say. Don't worry about what people are going to do. Don't worry about the reactions. Don't worry about that. Whatever you have to do, do it. So what Ramchal is saying is something additional. That if you know you have to do something, even if that something is beyond your capacity, beyond your abilities, beyond your present skill set, but you know it has to get done, then you have to figure out a way to get the job done. Then you have to figure out, you have to find your inner boldness. And you have to do what life demands of you. You have to do what you feel you have to accomplish. Just like the leopard is able to accomplish things greater than its actual set of strengths or abilities, so life is like being like a leopard. Life at the end of the day requires the same type of behavior of us. Well, so stop over. We'll pick up. We're not finished with this theme yet. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem on the top of 126 tomorrow.